And prejudice is one of the great enemies of vocations. Prejudice is one of the things that stands between us and the fullness of life to which Jesus calls us. And yet Nathanael does, in the end, follow. When we think about vocation, we tend to think about it in a narrowly personal way. We think about it primarily as an inner conviction. And yet, what both of these readings tell us is the vital role of others in encouraging people in their vocations. Samuel needed Eli to open his ears to the possibility that the Lord was speaking to him. Nathanael needed Philip to tell him about Jesus, and he needed Philip to be strong enough to persist and tell him, "Come and see," after Nathanael's initially scornful response. And if we were to read a little further back in John's Gospel, we would see how Simon Peter and Andrew needed John the Baptist to point them to Jesus. All of this shows us that vocation cannot adequately be thought of only in terms of an inner voice, of something entirely personal, of something just between ourselves and God. All too often, a person's prejudices and assumptions and fears prevent them from responding to that inner prompting. It often takes a word of encouragement, a word of suggestion, perhaps even a word of questioning, a word from the right person at the right time. And very often it takes a lot of words of encouragement from a lot of different people over quite a long period of time to draw us to the particular path of holiness which is right for us. And so there is one calling that I think is undervalued, and it is a vocation to which many, perhaps even most, perhaps even all of us are called. And that is the vocation to encourage and foster and nurture the vocations of others. Now let me add a little word of warning here, that this should not in any sense be understood as an invitation to passive, aggressive meddling in the life of other people. And I'm sure we've all had experiences of that, when someone encourages you or suggests things to you which stem from their own personal agendas, or worse still, tries to undermine your confidence about one thing to persuade you to do something else. There's also a highly manipulative way of saying or implying, "I think God is calling you to such and such a thing," which I think is sadly rife in some Christian circles. But that's not what I have in mind. What I have in mind is rather not being shy in encouraging others, being willing to suggest and sometimes to question when you think someone might be overlooking an important possibility, but always carefully and prayerfully, and probably mostly with people you know quite well. It takes wisdom and discernment to do this. And the other thing, which we can all do when it comes to encouraging other people in their vocations, is to pray. Pray for people you know, who may be struggling to discern God's purposes in their lives. Pray for specific callings. Pray especially for callings to the priesthood, because the church at the moment has great need for more priests. And pray for yourselves, for your own callings, whatever they may be. And pray too for the wisdom to be an Eli, to be a Philip, to be one who encourages others to respond to the one who calls us by name, the one who says to us all, "Follow me." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.